Hi, this is Rabbi Levy, and I am pleased to bring to you for the OU Shtayim Mishnah program the 10th and 11th Mishnah of the second chapter of Bava Metzia. Continuing with the issue of what is and what is not considered a lost animal, the Mishnah says, Matzah berefetz einu chayiv ba, birshut harabim chayiv ba. So if you found an animal in a stable, then you are not responsible for it since it's not considered lost. And lest you think that that's very obvious, the sense is that even if the barn is not an effective place to keep the animal because the doors are wide open or because the gate's wide open or whatever it is, as long as it's in that refet, in that barn, it is not considered lost. You don't have to take care of it. But if the animal is in a public area, and the sense is a public area and it seems to be wandering off lost, then you are responsible for it. Now, the Mishnah discusses some exceptions to whether you are always responsible to take care of a lost item, to do the mitzvah of Hashabat Avidah. V'im hayita bebeit hakivarot lo yitamela. Now, this is obviously talking about a Kohen. So if he sees the lost animal wandering around in a cemetery, even though there's a positive commandment to return lost items, there is not only a positive commandment for a Kohen to keep himself holy, but there is a positive plus a negative commandment that he's not allowed himself to make himself unholy by coming into contact or being in the same, area as dead people. So therefore, the double law, the negative and the positive of stay holy and don't become impure, overrides the single commandment of Hashabat Avedah. Now, what if his father told the Kohen to go and do it, and then maybe you think things balance out, but that is not true. Im amar lo aviv hitame, which means go and get the animal and become impure, osha amar lo al tachzir, or any kind of father that is even a non-Kohen says, I don't want you to go run after that animal, I want you to respect me and not do the mitzvah of Hashabat Avedah. So in either of those cases, you cannot listen to your father. The Kohen can't listen to him to do the mitzvah of Hashabat Avedah, and the non-Kohen can't, or the regular person, or Kohen or regular person, can't suppress Hashabat Avedah just because the father commands him to, or a mother, would apply to mother as well. And that's because in the Pasuk regarding honoring or really fearing your mother and father, it says, I am God, meaning that God's word overrides theirs, and if they tell you again to go against God's word, then the issue of essentially respecting or fearing your mother and father takes a second, or actually gets sort of annulled to that requirement of listening to God. Now, the Mishnah goes on to another mitzvah, a related mitzvah, that if you see someone has an animal and the animal has fallen under the weight of its load, which means that, we'll see, it doesn't mean the load is too heavy, it means that it's poorly distributed, like hanging off the right and hanging off the left. In modern times, rather than think of a donkey carrying a huge amount of cotton or whatever it is, you can think of like one of those people that ties a mattress up to the top of his car and then the mattress starts to slide off or something like that. So you must help the owner with the unloading process and then reloading of the donkey or of the Lexus to make sure that the person could get on his way or the animal could get on his way. So the Mishnah says, parak v'ta'an, afilu arba v'chamisha pamim. So if you did this unloading and reloading even four or five times, and the Mishnah doesn't mean four or five times, the Mishnah means infinitely, you are still chayiv, you still are responsible. You can't just say, oh, I did it once, no way I'm going to go through this process again. Or, man, can't you get your donkey to walk straight? No, you have to do the job over and over, because it says in the verse, azov to azov. The word azov means, in this case, azar, which means to help. It's a slightly unusual form of the word azov, but it does show up in Tanakh from time to time. In any event, there are exceptions to when you have to do this helpful mitzvah of taking care of redistributing the weight on somebody's fallen donkey. And there are, of course, exceptions to the exceptions. So let's get to them. Halach v'yashav lo v'amar ho'il v'alecha mitzvah im ritzon chalef frog prog. So what's happening here is the owner goes over to him and says, listen, you have a mitzvah to do this unloading and loading, so I'm going to take a coffee break and you take care of my donkey because you have a mitzvah to do it. So in that case, the Mishnah says, patur, you do not have to do it. Shneamar imo, because the pasuk explicitly says you do it with him, i.e., with the owner. And therefore, if the owner is not going to do his share, you do not have to do it on your own. However, the exception to the exception is im hayaza keno choleh. But if the guy was infirm or sick, and therefore the owner could not have been expected to take care of the loading and the unloading and the loading, then you are chayav. Then again, you are responsible, even though the owner is not doing the work with you, because the owner can't do the work with you. Mitzvah min haTorah lefrok, aval lo leton. Now the Tanakhama, the first Tana, actually says that while there is a commandment to unload the fallen donkey to get all the crud off of its back, you don't have to for free reload it. If you want to get paid for it, if the guy wants to pay you to reload the effort, that's fine. But as soon as you've unloaded the donkey, you've really taken care of your mitzvah responsibility. Rabbi Shimon Omer af liton. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, no, it's not true. You have to reload as well. And I have to say, not surprisingly, we followed the Tanakhama. It's just the unloading, because that's where the animal is suffering. The reloading is the responsibility of the owner, and if he wants it, he could pay you for it, but the Torah does not ask you to do it for free. That's the opinion of Tanakhama, and that's the opinion that we follow. There is one more exception, which is Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Imhaya Alav Yoter Al Masa'o. That is, if the owner had loaded it, not with a poorly distributed weight, or the donkey had all shifted during the travel, but he put on too much stuff, and the donkey or whatever it was that he was, that was schlepping along, went down under the load, ein zakuklo, then you have no responsibility to attach yourself to the owner, shenemar tachat masa'o. You have to help the donkey that's fallen under its weight. And the sense is, masa'o yishiyachol amodbo, only a weight that is standard for a donkey to carry. But if the donkey has been overloaded, then it is not your responsibility to help unload it and reload it if the donkey or the camel or whatever it is or the Lexus goes down. And now on to the 11th and final Mishnah of the second chapter above Metziah. Avedato v'avedat aviv, avedato kodemet. Avedato v'avedat rabo, shelo kodemet. What that means is, if you have a lost item that you need to take care of, to track it down, to find it, whatever it is, and your father has a lost item that needs to be tracked down, even though there's a mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, you take care of your own stuff first. And the same applies with a rabbi. If you're a rabbi, and we'll discuss exactly what makes a person one's rabbi, but if your rabbi has a lost item and you have a lost item, you got to take care of yourself first. That's it's not just a good idea, it's a requirement. And the sense is that the Torah requires a person, while doing charity and doing good things is good, you can't put yourself in the poorhouse. You can't destitute yourself for giving charity. I mean, you can imagine, if 10% is good charity, why not give 90%? And the answer is, it's not charity if you destitute yourself in the process. Here too, if you're going to make yourself poor because your animal is going to, vaporize into thin air, you'll never be able to find it because you spent all the time looking for your father's missing donkey or missing animal or missing whatever, or your rabbis, then you're going to take a financial loss. And that the Torah not only doesn't require you to do, but doesn't want you to do. Avidat aviv avidat rabo. But what if you have a choice between finding your father's lost item or finding your rabbi's last lost item? So the Mishnah states, shel rabo kodemet, your rabbi gets first dibs, shaviv heviu lo lamazeh, because even though your father brought you into this world, rabo shelimdo chokhmah, your rabbi who teaches you wisdom, knowledge, Torah scholarship, mivio lechayo lamaba, he guarantees you a place in the world to come, and therefore takes priority. However, but if your father is a Torah scholar, shel aviv kodemet, then your father gets priority, because first of all, he taught you Torah, maybe not as much Torah as your rabbi, but no doubt a lot of Torah. So he brought you into this world and to the next world, and therefore he overrides your rabbi in that case. Now these rules not only apply to finding lost items, but it also applies to helping out people with their personal burdens. Haya aviv v'rabo nosim masu'oi. So let's say you see your father and your rabbi walking, they're both carrying like a huge amount of stuff and they're not able to handle it, you really got to help out. So meniach, which doesn't mean to abandon, but it means to take care of helping the person put down, et shel rabo. That is, first you have to take care of your rabbi, put down his heavy load, or you have to help carry part of it. V'achar kach meniach et shel aviv. And then you take care of your father's. For the same reasons, because the rabbi brings you into the world to come, and your father only into this world. Haya, and the same applies to a third rule, which is as follows. Haya aviv rabo bebeit hashevi. What if they were both captured and being held for a ransom? So who do you pay for first to get out of jail? So podeh et rabo. So you have to get your rabbi out first. V'acharkach podeh et aviv, and then you get your father out. V'im haya aviv chacham. And once again, we go back to that idea that if your father was also a Torah scholar, so then he overrides your rabbi. Poda aviv acharchach podet rabbo. Now, a word about a rabbi. The general sense of this mission is that we're, although the Gemara discusses what kind of rabbi we're talking about. Just somebody who taught you one little thing, or somebody who taught you a lot, or what kind of things they taught you, whether they taught you Tanakh, whether they taught you Mishnah and Torah Sheval Peh. But the general sense, I think, and the way we usually take this mission is talking about a Rebbe Muvak. A Rebbe Muvak is not just any rabbi that gave you good shiur, but it is the rabbi that either taught you or caused you to learn the most Torah in your life, 51% of the Torah in your life. In the olden days, it was easy for one person to do that job because a person had a rabbi growing up and that same rabbi all the time. In modern days, we skip from rabbi to rabbi or teacher to teacher as we go from class to class and school to school. But the sense is that if you had a rabbi that you could really say, that rabbi is the rabbi that inspired me or that actually taught me most of my Torah, that rabbi is the one who takes precedence over your father. Otherwise, just a good rabbi or your shul rabbi or whatever it is, while they're very worthy and very respectable, they would come after your father in all of these mitzvot and not before your father. A Rebbe Muvhak, however, somebody that you could really say, this is my Rebbe, then that person takes precedence over your father, unless your father also is a Talmid Chacham.